Now let's go again to the 20th century with some music by Shulamit Ron. She was the second woman ever to win a Pulitzer Prize in music. Born in Tel Aviv, Israel, she began to compose melodies as a child. She came to the United States on a piano scholarship when she was 14 to study at the Manus College of Music, continuing to compose all the time. While at Manus, she studied the piano with Nadia Reisenberg and composition with Norman Dellagioia. Subsequently, she studied the piano with Dorothy Taubman and composition with Ralph Shapey. In 1963, she performed as soloist with the New York Philharmonic under Leonard Bernstein, playing her Capriccio. In 1971, she gave the premiere of her concert piece with the Israel Philharmonic under Zubin Mehta. Ms. Ron has been on the faculty of the University of Chicago since 1973, where she is now professor of composition. She was composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra from 1990 to 1997, and from 1994 to 1997, she also served as composer in residence with the Lyric Opera of Chicago. Ms. Ron's music has an edge to it. You won't hear the cello sing in this piece we're going to hear until somewhere in the middle of this short piece. The piece is entitled Private Game, and it's for clarinet and cello. Here's what the composer says about it. Private Game, for clarinet and cello, 1979, was composed at the invitation of the Da Capo Chamber Players in connection with their 10th anniversary in 1980. I was asked to write a short piece incorporating, in any way desired, the group's name into its format, which turned out to be an interesting challenge. Repetition is the essence of comprehensibility, but Da Capo, today... While the initial temptation was to use the term loosely, I found myself intrigued by the idea of having strict repetition without giving the appearance of arbitrary formalism. My solution: there are three brief da capo sections interlaced into the piece in a 1-2-1-3-2-3 sequence. 1 and 2 appear at key points structurally. 3 is more transitory and ornamental. They are essential, for they give the piece coherence, but they may or may not be consciously perceived as repetitions on first hearing. They are my private game.